This is black kyanite. It's pretty special because of the metaphysical properties.
Yeah.
It helps align your chakras, like your heart chakra, like different stones resonate with your heart chakra, your root chakra, your crown chakras, throat chakras, and the whatever chakra.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
So I got the circle of life happening right here at my door.
I think it's very sweet.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for the hawk to come down and eat one of those little suckers. And then Mati go, Daddy, what's going on? Circle of life, son. Circle of life.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Sorry. Sorry I didn't see that. This is a guy who's written a book called OrgasmHelp.com or SucceedOrgasm.com or whatever.
If you write a book,
If you write a book, it's like Brian on The Commercial Break, being an expert of everything and knowing no facts.
Right.
This guy is that guy. I am this guy. This guy is me. Only I don't dedicate a whole website to my bullshit. I did TCBpodcast.com.
You dedicated a whole podcast.
Whole podcast. A whole 100 and 200 episodes. This is like a rowdy version of Dr. Sin. This is like the lady at the dinner party. It makes everybody uncomfortable. You're like, I don't know.
And then there's the other person at the table go, what does?
Yeah, what does drive someone to, somebody with a few too many drinks is like, interesting. What does drive a woman to use toys? Meanwhile, I'm like, pass the salmon?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, Cassie Higgins, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host of this silly little podcast, Kristen Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break.
The only one you'll ever need.
The only one you'll ever need. Guaranteed. 30-day money back guarantee. Not for our sponsors, just for the people listening. Yeah. Yes, for our sponsors, you're stuck. You got to pay me. Sorry. Tough shit. That reminds me, Jeff owes me $499.65 for the mention of his company, which we won't mention again. I don't want to just charge it up. What's the name of his company?
Terminus Records.
TerminusRecords.com, yep. TerminusRecords.com, TerminusRecords.com. Make it an even 2,000. We'll call it a day, Jeff.
Get right on it.
I'm sure he will. I got baby birdies in the nest.
Do have baby birdies
in the nest. For those of you who don't know, because I don't think I've said anything on the show.
No. It's so cute.
It is so cute. So, I have birds like everybody else has birds flying around the house. And I got a lot of big trees around my house. And so every year a bird will make a nest somewhere around the house. I'll see it.
Yes.
I'll notice that there's usually it's in the tree. Sometimes it's in a soffit. You know, we have a pool with a pool house. Sometimes they get into the pool house and they'll make it, because it's open. So they'll get in there and they'll make a little nest there.
Nestling around.
Yeah, but, I don't really notice. Occasionally I'll see a dead baby bird on the ground. And then I know that they, but that happens. They try and fly a little bit too soon and they get knocked around.
Yeah.
So about a month ago, I started noticing on our threshold, which is covered, by the way, our entire front walkway is covered.
Yes.
I started noticing all this debris on the ground, almost if someone was had it on their shoe and was just shaking their shoe right before they walked in the door.
Yeah.
And I would clean it up. I'd go sweep it up. And then the next day it was there again. And then again. And then again. And I was like, the kids must be picking up handfuls of shit and throwing it. On our front door, we have a spring wreath, wreath.
Yes, you do. Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's got a G on it for green. And
it's like wood.
Yeah, it's wood.
Sticks.
Sticks that are mixed together, like a professional wreath. Something you would buy in an arts and crafts store.
Right.
And so, and Astrid put it together a couple of years ago, and we put it out there. And so I thought, that's weird that we keep on getting the shit in the front door. And then I stand right up and look, and then I see that a bird is building a nest right in the wreath.
I know.
And I'm like, we also have hawks that fly around here, too.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this bird is smart. She has figured out that the hawk is unlikely to come to this front door because of how much commotion there is.
Yeah.
But now I have a fucking wreath, a fucking nest on my front door. And every time I open it or close it, the wreath is moving back and forth.
Yeah.
Because it's only hanging by one nail. So it's moving back and forth and it's shuttering her nest. And that's where we're getting all this shit on the ground. So I take some tape and I put the tape on the bottom so it stays there. And then she just continues to build the nest. And then 2.5 weeks ago,
there were eggs.
We noticed there were eggs, little white eggs, four of them.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yes.
You know, let me tell the kids.
The circle
right?
of life.
Circle of life happening right here in front of us, in our house, every time we open the door. And I'm sure, I'm like 100% sure at this point that that bird's coming in this house. That bird is going to get stuck in this fucking house at right. some point. Because she's going to be sitting there and she's not going to want to leave her nest. And I'm going to open the door. She's going to get scared and fly away. But she knows every time we unlock the door, she flies away.
She flies, yeah.
And then she'll come back as soon as there's nobody there. So I tell the kids, I'm like, hey, kids, you know, Matthias is like, whatever, Mickey Mouse. And then Mia wants to eat the eggs. She's like, huevos, you know, she wants to pick them out of there. And I'm like, no, you can't touch them. But then eventually they get excited about it. They keep asking, you know, the baby mm-hmm. birds, where are the baby birds? I show them a video of baby birds hatching Aww. Out at like little robins, like, yes. you know, hatching. They're scared shitless. They were like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Those birds don't look like birds. They look like, you know, reptilian, you know, overlords. And like, bah, bah. Oh, the little eyeballs all covered with film and shit. I'm like, this is a circle of life, you know?
Yeah.
So they're excited. Then last Thursday, I go to the store late at night. And when I come home, I notice that I'll whistle as I'm walking down the walkway to let her know I'm coming and she can get out of the way. So we don't have some kind of incident, you know, where she's like pecking at my eyeball or something.
Right. Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. I don't want a hole in my head from the baby bird. So I whistle and she always leaves as soon as I whistle. Well, this time she didn't leave. And I can see her in there, but as I get closer, I whistle, whistle, whistle. She's not leaving. And then as I get to the steps, which is about 3 feet away from the nest, and she moves away, but then she comes back and then she goes away again. She's like flying around me. And I'm like, oh, it's okay, I'll leave. But as I'm opening the door, I notice that one of the eggs, the little tiny bird, is poking out of the egg, right? It's got this little, like a little one little eyeball I can see, and it is kind of disturbing, but you know, circle of life and shit, whatever. So I'm like, oh, so I close the door. But then on Friday, I open and I close the door and the tape comes loose and one of the eggs falls out of the nest. And it is a scrambled egg. And that's exactly what it looked like. And God. I was mortified. I was like, fuck, Brian. Fuck, man. What did you do? You killed this little thing, you know? It didn't look like it was cooked very much. Like, maybe it was kind of a dead egg anyway. Yeah. And she, like, put
you
it on.
You can tell yourself that.
Yeah, I can tell myself that. I can tell myself. But now we have these three little baby birdies that are sitting there. They've hatched. And they are just weird as weird can be. It is a weird thing, a baby bird.
I know. During the pandemic, I started watching this eagle nest cam that they have down in Florida.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing happen. They poke out of the egg, and then they emerge, and they do look so strange and weird and wet and
weird.
Whatever. But then they fluff up.
Yeah, they fluff up.
So cute.
Yeah, they don't have ears. They have holes. Yeah. Like, so you can see the little holes on their head.
Yeah.
And now when I go in the mornings, they still don't have the film off their eyes, but they're like.
Yeah, they're opening their little.
Yeah. Piece. And I'm tempted to throw something in there. Like, you know, throw them a.
No, I don't know,
a Cheerio
it.
Or something. No, you can't touch them because then the bird smells them and goes away. Yeah,
I know. Is that true?
They'll just leave them. Yeah, they'll leave them.
True, yeah.
And if you touch the nest, they'll leave them.
Yeah.
Like after the nest is like halfway built, if you touch the nest, she won't come back because she's scared of whatever scent or whatever. She must feel comfortable with us because she flies away, but that door is open all the time. Yes. It's opening and closing.
I'm coming in. You're coming out. Everybody's in.
I'm a little nervous about when they start to fly because you know how they fly. They get up on the nest. They like hop on the nest and then they'll hop back down and then they'll hop on some other stuff. You know, they're just kind of testing the waters.
Right.
And I hope I don't, like, you know, throw one of those birds directly off the thing. No. And if I do, I think I watched a video on how you can maybe nurse one into flying. So, but it's, you know, but then there's trouble because then it thinks it's your mom. You know, it'll identify with you. And maybe we'll just have like four little birds flying around the house, just shitting everywhere. Why not?
Blue does it.
Yeah.
Add that
to Blue and Mia. And we just got just a soup going on in here.
Yeah.
So I got the circle of life happening right here at my door.
I think it's very sweet.
Yeah. And I'm just waiting for the hawk to come down and eat one of those little suckers. And that Mati go, Daddy, what's going on? Circle of life, son. Circle of life.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Sorry. Sorry I had to see that. I got back into my settling comfortably into my role as an internet troll out there looking at everything in the world. As I do. I have a story to tell. When I was like my first real job, like my first office job was with a small internet marketing company.
Yeah.
And I think I've told this story before. My best friend was the director of sales for this company, which had three people.
I'm picturing you two running that office.
It was horrible. It was horrible. But I mean, but there wasn't any office to run. Yeah. It literally was four other people.
Right.
So it was like five people, and he had like the senior vice president of sales or whatever for a company that got a sale at once every 6 months. Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was a
tiny
little
company. You can get yourself titles when you're like that.
Just change your title, whatever. Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call yourself. So he decided he was going to move to Costa Rica. And when he did, the guy who owned the place, it was two brothers that owned it. And the guy who owned the place, like the CEO, he's a real interesting character. And he was like, telling Rafa, he's like, you can't leave me without a sales director. That's, you know, that's pretty shitty or whatever. And Rafa was like, no, no, no. I got a plan. I've got a silver-tongued devil that can come in and work your sales
that's
department.
Right. That's
and meanwhile, right. I was like a drunk bartender. That's some hop skippity do bar and, you know, treehouse bar where, you know, the old ladies hit on me. And it, so Rafa's like, you know, put on a suit and a tie and come down to, you know, 102 whatever. And I come down there and I have no fucking clue what I'm talking. I didn't even know there was Google, let alone, you know, right. that I could sell Google. I didn't know what that shit was all about.
Yeah.
But I walk in and the guys, you know, it's me and Rafa and this guy, and the guy's like, so what do you know about sales? And I'm like, well, I know how to sell a drink. You know, I know how to pour a cocktail.
Right.
Okay. And he's like, he's got an upsell. He's got this like binder, you know, all CEOs of running upstart companies have a binder. Mm-hmm. And he's just like checking shit off. He's like,
was it like a leather portfolio?
Yeah, leather portfolio. Mm-hmm. He's got, you know,
place for the pen inside.
Yeah. And he always
calculator.
He always wore a three-piece suit, even though there was no one up. I mean, it was like in the middle of downtown Atlanta, in some warehouse, but he was like, okay, and tell me about your experience with the internet. And I'm like, I have an email address.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to get on it.
I have an MSN, MSN Yahoo address. But I don't even think I had internet. Yeah. I mean, I swear to God, this is like so hard. Okay, we can teach you that, I guess. You know, and Rafa's like the whole time, he's like, don't worry, I'll teach him. He's good, right? So
I get
this job. And I become the sales director, and I do okay. I experienced the growth curve with the company.
Yeah.
I would say less had to do with my sales ability and more had to do with the fact that the internet was taking off, and any of these companies, to some degree, if they had their shit together, were going to be successful.
Right.
Because everybody started to realize,
I remember that. Yeah.
I need to figure out how to work this internet thing.
Yes.
Right? So one day, Rafa's down in Costa Rica, and he is still selling like remotely for the company. Mm-hmm. And I am in the brand new office space that they're in, you know, this beautiful office space that we had gotten. And I get a phone call from Rafa, and he's like, dude, are you sitting down? And I'm like, well, no, now I'm standing up, because nothing ever good comes after are you sitting down? Because now I'm stressed out. Now I'm standing up. I'm
something's coming.
Literally pacing around the office. What do you fucking want?
Right. Yeah.
And he says, I want you to go check out this website. And the website, I'm not going to give the website away, because I don't want to, I highly doubt anybody that would be relevant to the story is listening besides Rafa, but it's like orgasmhelp.com,
okay.
Right? Orgasmhelp.com. And I'm like, what? And he's like, type that in, just type that in.
Just do it.
And he's like, I just hope you're sitting down. So I type orgasmhelp.com into the browser, and up comes a website from a guy who purports to be the orgasm specialist, right? He's a guy who, he's not a doctor. He's never studied anything medical
Love
in his life.
Doctor.
Yeah, he's not a sex therapist. He's just a guy who's written a book called orgasmhelp.com or succeedorgasm.com or whatever.
If you write a book, you know.
If you write a book, it's like Brian on the commercial break, being an expert of everything and knowing no facts.
Right.
This guy is that guy. I am this guy. This guy is me. Only I don't dedicate a whole website to my bullshit. I did tcbpodcast.com.
Dedicated a whole podcast.
Whole podcast. A whole 100 and 200 episodes. See how long that lasts. So I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know, dig into the website a little bit. So I start digging in, and there are graphic, colorful pictures of these techniques that he is showing. He is doing them on a model, right? And showing very intimate parts of a woman's vagina and everything. I mean, it's not necessarily, it is porn, but it's not framed as porn.
It was like clinical.
Clinical.
Yeah.
But clinical in a, like, my
a
dick's in this
way.
Girl's vagina. Yeah. And I'm pressing her, I'm pressing her ABAB. Remember the Nintendo?
ABAB.
Jump, up, down. Yeah. The orgasm. And I'm like, okay. And then I start flipping through the pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, I know this person.
Yeah.
And this person was a girl that I dated for a really long time. And I hadn't dated her in months, years, right? At that time, I was with my ex-wife, but
Wow.
She was there.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know what you want me to do with this, but this guy called us. He like submitted a form and he wants us to like do a full like $50,000 promotional campaign. And we couldn't believe this because the girl was beautiful. Not that she could. I mean, she was beautiful, gorgeous. She was the perfect person to do this kind of modeling. But none of us had thought that this girl would be that girl. That,
yeah.
She wasn't goody two shoes, but she kind of was a little.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. And he's like, I don't know. Maybe you should call her and tell her. And I'm like, well, I'm sure she knows
that
there was a camera in the room. Right. Like, it's well lit. There's an old man's wrinkly dick in her. Like, I mean, you know, this is like, she's got to know. So he says, well, I don't know what you want to do with the information, but I'm going to tell this guy we can't do this because of conflict of interest. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I ended up calling the girl. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hey, listen. I got some, I don't know if you know this, but just to type the, are you in
Boulogne? What have you been up to?
Yeah, say, what have you been up to?
I know we haven't talked
to you. Do you know a guy named Bob, the orgasm specialist from orgasmhelp.com? The orgasmtutor.com? Yeah, yeah, okay. The orgasm nurse or whatever it is. And so she says, so she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, okay, go to this website when you have a chance and just call me back. Because she wasn't in a place. 15 fucking minutes later, she calls me back and she's like, and by the way, I haven't talked to this girl in like a year. And she says, Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, how do you know about this? And where did these pictures? She's like, I wanted to go to Europe with my friend and we needed some money. And this guy that I know that had come to a restaurant I was working at offered to pay me to do these pictures that he said were just for his personal collection and they would never get out there. And I'm like, girl, they're out there and they ain't never gonna. Yeah, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. It's me, orgasmnurse.com. I just wanted to let you know all those pictures you took. Yep, they're on a website.
I posted them.
Hey, girl. It's me, orgasmnurse.com. Just want to let you know that, remember all those personal pictures I keep for my collection? I bought a billboard. I got a Super Bowl ad. Tell your parents to turn off the Super Bowl. You're coming up in 30 seconds.
So I'm like, holy fucking shit. Wow. This, and I said, I don't know what I can tell you. And she's like, what do I do? How do I get these pictures down? And I'm like, honey, you got to call that guy directly. Like, I don't know what your deal is, but how... thick do you have to be?
I know.
Some old guy at the bar offered, and she's like, he paid me like $1,000. And I'm like,
That's not enough.
Right. This is the early days of the internet. There aren't there aren't as many websites as there are now.
Right.
Somebody's going to find this. Right. And she's like, oh, okay. So it turns out she calls the guy and he decides that he's not going to do this promotional campaign. That's the agreement that right. I'm going to keep the website up and drive all my friends to it. But don't worry. Don't worry, you won't be, you know, you won't be at the top of the search results for orgasm.
I'll keep you down there.
So there is this place that I am now going to see the public access videos.
Oh,
it's called the Internet Archive. The Internet Archive takes a picture every couple of months of every website ever. That is called the Way Back Machine or the Way Back Machine. So almost every website that's ever been has some kind of history on the Way Back Machine. You can go back, you can take a look at it. So the other night I was like,
I
was thinking about this story and I'm like, I wonder if this guy ever took the pictures down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's,
he didn't.
He, the pictures are, because the website is so old, because it's like 15 years old, the pictures, the website is gone now, right? It's a different website altogether. Same URL, different website, owned by a different person.
Mm-hmm.
That means the root file is gone. So the pictures that were there are not there, but the website still shows up with all the words and everything. But it turns out this guy, then he went from website to book. He made a book about this.
And oh my God.
He sells it on Amazon. Now, I can't see any of the pictures.
Right.
But I can see the reviews. And the reviews are like, who's the model? Super hot. You know, it's like, and one lady put,
it's not clinical, you know,
I'm trying to give this a serious review, but when half the book is literally pictures of the author boning some young girl, I have a hard time doing that.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Should I call her again?
No.
No. Not going to do it.
No.
Nya, 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 as my daughter would say. Nya, 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 nya. That's just a lesson to all you kids out there. If you're going to take nude photographs, get more than $1,000. Because it's probably worth more than $1,000. When I did my photo shoot for my trip to Europe, I'm now on fatoldguy.com. I'm on antiorgasmnurse.com if you want to. my website is called the Orgasm Antidote. To jump on in.
Yes.
All you need to do is take one look at my model photographs and you'll see what's going on. So the Internet Archive continues to produce incredible material for this show as I dig and I dig and I find. But this one, well, I got this from the Internet Archive. This one actually comes from a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. You've heard him here before, Will the Champ.
Will the Champ.
I gave him a, you know, he comes up with a lot of ideas for the show. And thanks, Will. I really appreciate it because that's the hardest part about doing 3 days a week is coming up with material every single day that you think will be funny, because sometimes you think it's funny and then you start really like rooting around and you're like, either it's not funny, it's like it's kind of
or
sad,
it's disturbing,
or it's disturbing. We've done a couple of those that you'll never see, or it's just not as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
So I gave like Will, I gave him a line into the show, like on our project management board. I'm like, here, dude, you have your own little board, like, you know, you write this up. This is one of the things that he sent me. I think I've seen this video before. I don't think it's new to my eyes, but after I really started, after I got to the Internet Archive and I started digging around, I figured out exactly who this lady was and what's going on. So I get the facts right here. Let me tell you who this is.
Why
this
are you
is,
doing that now?
Well, listen, because every review mentions my lack of facts.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Alexis Tyler is from here in Atlanta. She's a singer and a daughter of the great Jackie Wilson, who sang the song, "Our Love Is Lifting Me Higher, Higher Than I've Ever Been Before," or whatever how it is, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I was listening to that old Jackie Wilson song. It's great in the first place. But then the girl from Alabama Shakes.
Oh, yeah, Brittany Howard.
Yeah, Brittany Howard did a live version of that with Jules Holland on the BBC for New Year's Eve.
Nice.
And that lady has got soul in her bowl.
Amazing. Yeah.
Her cup filleth over with incredible vocals.
Yeah, she's so good.
If you can listen to that lady sing that song or many others and not, it doesn't give you a chill up your spine, you're just not a human being. You're just not a human being.
Yep.
You know those people that are like, "Oh, I'm not really all that into music." It's like, who are you? You're like, you're one of those birds outside in the nest. You're like a weird alien person with no ears, just holes.
Yeah.
Okay. She's been on a bunch of stuff. Listen, this is not, she started doing a public access show here and she calls it the Vagina Power Show.
Oh,
she talks about dicks. She talks about vagina. This is incredibly explicit. So please, if you have young children in the car, you're an idiot in the first place, but
for listening
to the show. That's right. Hey, all you TCB fans, super excited to let you know that the commercial break is now available on video on Spotify. All you have to do is go to Spotify and search for The Commercial Break Live. It's two different channels right now, so search for The Commercial Break Live, and the video episode will be posted one day after the audio version, which you can still find at The Commercial Break. When you search any podcast player, go to tcbpodcast.com. Get more information about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video right from there. You can also connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and YouTube. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is still the only place to find every single piece of video that The Commercial Break has ever done. Go there, like, comment, subscribe, hate on us, do whatever. And while you're hating on us, do us a favor and send us a text message or call and leave a voice message at 661-2-YOYO. That's 661-237-8296. Ask a question, leave a comment, tell us something you'd like to hear on the show, or if you'd like to be on the show and you have an interesting story to tell, let us know that too. Chrissy and I wanted to take a moment to thank you for taking a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast player. And it really does help grow the show. We could not be more grateful. Also, you can help us by using our sponsors' specialized URLs or codes anytime you hear them on the show. You get free shit. It tells our sponsors we're doing our job. It's like sending us a tip for all this mediocre content we've been creating for you. And now, if you don't mind, we'll take a few minutes to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, P people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, we're now going to listen to Vagina Power.
Woo!
All right, look at that. Yep. That People TV.
People TV. They're right here.
Oh, look at that. Okay, here she is. Miss Alexis herself doing her bit.
Some of the things I'm talking about, because if you really want to earn your man, you need to learn your man. And a lot of times we get caught up with the wrong men or caught up in a man's penis power because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around and he's a hoe, especially like the ones I'm talking about that hopping from here and there, they have a lot of practice and they know a woman's body. They know the power of their penis and they know how to soothe her body and to soothe her vagina.
Wow. Okay. This is why public access TV is the best.
It's really the best
because you can say whatever the fuck you want on there. You can literally have nude women on your public access television show and no one can say a fucking thing.
No, it's
because
public
it's public access. It's public airwaves. And some of you don't know this, but there is actually something called a safe harbor law. Did I talk about this before?
I think you have.
The safe harbor law, basically, the FCC has a safe harbor law and it basically says that after 11 p.m., like it's 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., I think is what it is safe harbor. You could be on ABC and you could show, I don't think a porn video, but you could show nudity. You could say fuckity, fuck, fuck,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you told this story with the guy that was living in the bottom of the house that was somebody's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He had a TV.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, he was living in the bottom of my house.
Right.
He had a TV and a gun, and he would point it at me frequently. And then he was watching Ybor City. He was watching... I can't remember the name of the strip club, but a famous strip club in Tampa.
Right. That's
would,
what it was.
I think I said New York, but it's actually Tampa, would just put girls on dancing on a pole for like hours on end. And they'd put their name up there and they'd be like, come see
Crystal,
Crystal at, you know, whichever location or whatever. Yeah. This girl's all about the penis power. And by the way, orgasmnurse.com.
Really easy to be caught up with that dog kind of man. Like that one girl asked me why she thought something was wrong with her because she liked the flashy guys with the jewelry. And I said, there's nothing wrong with liking a flashy man. You just have to know what type of spirit and energy he's carrying. Because there are some good men, although they still like to flash, they're not whores. And they don't give their penis to everybody. You have to be able to recognize them because the man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode.
Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl. Did you call me? I think you said something about a man that likes to ejaculate all the time. It's flashy. He wears clothes. He likes to have sex with whoever. He knows how to sedate a vagina. Yeah.
He's got that V.
He's got that victory V, that vocational V we're all talking about. I went to school for that. I went to pastor school. Learned how to get those two little lines on your tummy that point right to your happy place. Right to your ping-pang-a-ding-long. Now, listen, girl, just because I like to have a lot of sex and I'm frequently ejaculating does not make me a man whore. It's the fact that I like to do it with my parishioners that makes me a man whore, okay? Just throwing it out there, Alexis. Straighten you out.
And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman. A woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Or she's got a man.
This lady is one of a kind.
Wow.
I love this.
Call me if you have a giant ass cold. You know what I'm talking about? It's me, Carl. It's me. This is me, little Carl, big Carl, just talking. If your vagina's cold, I happen to have a vagina blanket. It's called my penis. I got a space heater in my... Remember how they used to have the red light special at Kmart? I got a point. I got two little lines pointing to my Kmart special. Kmart special on vagina warmers. Call me up. It's me, Carl.
Alexis. She's speaking with authority.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows. By the way, I don't think she might not be wrong on this. Exactly. I'm not sure she's wrong. I haven't listened to her enough to know, but she's when people talk like this, other people think they know what they're talking about.
She's got experience.
Yeah, that's right. And so I talk like this. Why don't you guys believe what I know what I'm talking about? Still pissed off at you, Fensters, or whatever you call yourself. I do love you, though. I do love you. They gave us a fair shot. At the end of it, they were like, whatever, those two guys are just being goofy. One guy said it's the funniest Fens treasure video he's ever seen. And I appreciated that. Good. I appreciated his good sense of humor.
Good.
But he's not hitting the walls and working the middle like that dog that she having that sneaky sex with.
What drives a woman to toys?
Drives a woman to toys.
A car. That's what drives a woman to toys. I mean, come on. First of all, here you got the other lady coming in trying to make this a legitimate show.
Right.
What drives a woman to the toys?
Let's get into it.
The orgasmnurse.com drives a woman to toys. A crinkly old white man trying to tell you have an orgasm. That's what drives you to toys.
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris, but also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina.
This is like a rowdy version of Dr. Sin. This is like the lady at the dinner party. It makes everybody uncomfortable. Yeah. You're like, I don't know.
And then there's the other person at the table go, yeah. What does?
Yeah, what does drive someone to, you know, somebody with a few too many drinks is like, interesting, what does drive a woman to use toys? Meanwhile, I'm like, pass the salmon? Great pasta sauce, Betty.
Inside the vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So some women are actually hooked on coming. I mean, it's women that can be at work, at their desk, they got the jackrabbit on.
At work at your desk? They're
hey,
hooked
girl,
on it.
Me, Carl.
I'm hooked. I can't. Wow. I gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. Just want to let you know that you got that internship, and I'm going to need you to fill out your HR paperwork, you know, your health insurance forms, your I-4, your W-4, what size jackrabbit you need for your desk.
Here's where the pins are. Yeah.
Here's the pins, and here's the remote control to your jackrabbit.
We just
ask that you keep the remote control at your desk. Don't bring it to meetings.
Keep it on silent.
Yeah, keep it on silent. Keep it on vibrate. Alexis, I'm already in love with you.
Okay. Or you can buy hooking onto your clitoris all throughout the day, and you can be having orgasm.
Jackrabbit.
That one of my
own. Jackrabbit.
Where do I get one of those?
She's got like her briefcase.
Yeah, I know. And what's that on a laptop? That's like a book. Pretending to be a laptop. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The host of this show, I'm assuming it's the host.
Is Alexa
like,
the host or is the
I
other
I think
woman?
It's the other woman who's the host. But Alexis gets her own show
Jack
eventually.
Rabbit. Yeah.
Jackrabbit? What's the URL to that? So I can look it up for future research. Oh, that's funny.
I knew some girls. That was their favorite partner. That was their favorite best buddy to keep in their pocketbook.
But see, I go back to when I was a little girl being raised in the country. Jack Rabbit jumped from here to there.
So does your vagina jump from here to there? How does that work? I go back to when I was in the country. We used to literally take a live jackrabbit, stick it up our choo-choos. And then we'd say, run, rabbit, run.
Oh, my God.
Jump. No, I ain't talking about no real rabbit. Jump. But a rabbit in nature, jump from here to there. It's constantly moving.
Yes, and they say that they have taken that same concept of the rabbit jumping from here to there, and the design of it, they harness the energy.
No, Alexis, stop.
Hello, it's me, inventor of Mr. Jackrabbit. You've got it all wrong. I did not invent it to jump from here to there. It's supposed to stay in one place.
So wait, you're telling me this jackrabbit moves from one vagina to the other vagina, just jumping all around the office into other people's vaginas.
Passing it around in their pocketbooks.
Passing around their pocketbooks. You got a jackrabbit I can borrow?
I'm addicted.
I'm sorry. I'm all out. Sorry, I got mine in right now. Give me 5 minutes. You can use it.
Just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. That's
why
they call
it the 21st century.
That's the incredible.
We are living in the 21st century. Yes, host, whatever your name is, we are.
We are living in the 16th century. What century is it? Back when I was living on the country.
Nostradamus predicted this.
I think it was Joan of Arc that said, "Thou shalt have jackrabbits all in your hoo-hoos."
Oh, man.
Jackrabbit for the clit. Some men, they have so much heat and intensity in their penis that you can...
Penis! Sounds like someone I used to know. This is like, she's got a very old Southern drawl. Like, there are two, for those of you who don't live in the South, there are two kinds of Southern accents. There's a, "Hey, buddy, what you doing? It's me, Bob." That's the kind of guy who drives a truck all day and, you know, works doing hard work and gets it done. And then there is old Southern money, and that's a different kind of drawl, Chrissy. That's when you have lots of money in your pocket. And this lady is an old Southern draw. So when she says penis, she says penis.
Feel it radiating through their clothes just to touch the penis. It's on fire. Feel it's like hot. It's fire underneath the skin. So
that's the eternal flame.
Burn
of
me.
That's the eternal flame of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's me, Carl Girl. Hey, you were talking about the eternal flame of my penis? I've been trying to explain to the congregation the whole time. I didn't mean no harm. It's just the eternal flame.
It was so
Lord.
Hot. You know, he had to wear no shirt. That's and, right. You know, have the V.
I had to let it breathe. It's on fire down there. Did you see the smoke coming up from my abs? That's my pee.
It's on fire.
I call that my five-finger fire. You know what I'm talking about? Rub it real hard. Talk to you soon, girl.
A lot of women start going crazy. They actually think, because all penises are not created equal and they don't hold the same level of intensity. So if it's one hot like that and he has the energy, he knows how to work his hips, work his buttocks, and really twist her and bend her like she's a pretzel and give her the gratification she needs, she's going to be hooked and think that that's love or a deeper root level. She's going to become sexually, mentally, and emotionally attached, although he ain't no good. And this other man she with provides.
Jesus. No, this girl has picked this apart seven ways to Sunday.
Yeah, she's really, she had this happen.
She had this happen, for sure. And by the way, you know she's a freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
This girl. Because no one talks like penises like this unless they have a lot of experience
working
with
his
penises.
Buttocks.
Yeah, working his buttocks and his thighs and his drawers come down and he's got that glistening heady cock ready to throbbing. It's got that veiny stuff and his balls. Are right close to his shaft, just ready to ejaculate all over you. I don't know, I have experience with that, but I have heard some women do.
They're addicted.
Ask for her to take care of children that ain't even his. That woman will still sneak and get that penis power from him. But what she doesn't realize is we have to deal with our attachments and separate the love, the orgasm, and the penis. They are separate issues. Because if we're in a lower level of it and we hooked on the penis power and this man won't even buy you some shrimp from Long John Silver's and what that say,
what is he talking about? The fuck is that?
Chose the shrimp from Long John Silver. I thought she was at least going to go shrimp
Diamond
from Red Lobster.
Ring, yeah. Diamond ring is what I was thinking about. Like a Chanel scarf or something.
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. You want me to pick you up some shrimp from LJS?
Like those cracklings.
I was going to swing by Captain D's. You want some waffle fries and some tartar? You want some tartar sauce with that? I got you, girl. I got you. Just wait for my veiny, throbby cock to come over. I literally can feel the heat from my penis right now.
By the way, I've never felt the heat from my own penis, so I don't think I fall in this category. I think I have that low energy cock, the kind that, you know, it's there. It shows up. It's not setting off. It's not setting off any fire alarms, but maybe a carbon monoxide alarm or two. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's got a fever, 103. I don't know.
299. Well, he can give you a mouth full of sperm and a rectum full of sperm, and he want to give you a light bread. It's like we have to see what our issue is, because a man like that doesn't respect a woman. Yeah, he'll hit her, but if a man is having sex with you and he had the opportunity to be with you, or he's an ex, so that means he had you before the other man that's provided for you could get to you, and all he's offering you is a side of penis when he can sneak in and out your man bed and out your man house. That man ain't got no respect for you, and he know you don't have.
Can you get a side of penis with the shrimp?
Welcome to McCockles. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like to. Let me get two orders of hush puppies. Two orders of hush puppies. I'd like to get one side of waffle fries. One side of waffle fries. Would you like ketchup with that? Yeah, I'll take some ketchup. And then, can I have one a throbbing, veiny cock side of penis? Can you hold the balls?
Full around.
Full around.
Not for yourself, but because you're so hooked on him and you're hooked on the penis, you will sacrifice and sell yourself out to let him come in the back door, or let him come at lunch, or come in the dark, when your real man that don't have the same penis power is handling all the expenses. So a woman thinks she getting over and think, oh, that's the best sex, but she really playing herself. And he playing her, because it ain't about her. It's about his ego and about his penis and his testicles and how many notches he can get up on his belt to brag about.
What does she say next? I'm dying to see what
here comes
she
the host
said.
With some. She's going to drop some brilliant wisdom. Like, it is
sunny out today. Back when I was a young lady, we had Model T Fords.
Remembers. That's why it's why I was saying
she's
that
not gonna get a word
in. The man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina.
But they don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom. When but see, if
they don't
I'm
know
trying
about
to pretend
that bottom.
Like I know what I'm talking about here. I'm trying to keep up.
They don't know about that bottom.
I haven't seen a penis since 1952. I haven't seen a penis since my mom impregnated my dad. I don't know what's going on. She's totally out of it. Laying yeah. back. She's laying back. What? She's like, they don't know about the bottom. They don't know about the bottom. What is the bottom, by the way? I don't even know what the bottom is. I mean, the bottom of the vagina? Is that a particularly sensitive place? I don't know. We need Dr. Sin back on.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Every man may not know, because he might not have a penis to really know how to hit that bottom, or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she started screaming, saying, yeah, daddy, that's it. Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities.
Oh, my God.
How many times have you yelled, yeah, daddy, that's it? If someone said that to me, I'd be out. There was a girl who used to just talk. There was a girl. I think I've told this story. I met her in Charleston. We were like at a Kings of Leon concert.
Oh yes,
and we were all banging in a hotel room.
I remember this girl and this story.
And my friend
didn't
was,
she come back with you for a little while?
Oh yeah, she came back. You remember this? Yes, she came back with me, and I had to. And then we went down to the island, and I literally had to leave in the middle of the night and never come back because she was throwing the TV out the window or something. The girl went crazy. She was like, you don't love me. And I'm like, I don't know you. What do you mean that you don't love me? But she used to talk dirty, 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 dirty. And she used to say shit like daddy. That. It bothered the fuck out of me. Yeah. Get it, daddy. Hit it, daddy. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. Can we go a little softer? Go a little softer. I think I remember having a conversation with her. I was like, a little lighter on that. Yeah. A little lighter on it. And then she'd be like, Get it, brother. Get it, cousin. Oh, God. Get it, Uncle Don.
The bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain. She's gone crazy.
Wow. So that guy's got, whoever you're talking about, has got a hell of a cock.
Yeah.
Ejaculated in her brain.
It went all the way up there.
Hit your bottom and your body remembers it. Just like a man will put a woman over doggy style or maybe get a mirror or something. Then they start hitting that woman from the back or on her back. They're hitting her. Then they start talking. They start saying all kind of stuff to her while they're hitting her. And see, that woman is being seduced. She being seduced. He breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission. Mm. He's screwing her into slavery by using the penis as a weapon to break her ass.
Wow. That's crazy. What kind of dick did this girl have?
I don't know.
I wish anybody would talk to
her. It got to her brain.
I wish anybody would talk about my cock the way that she's talking about her cock. I mean, I'm probably sure they're like, well, you know, this girl sitting at lunch with one of her friends. She's like, he just beat me down. He kept hitting it. He put a mirror down. And that penis power, girl, orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. And the girl's dating me is like, I watched the end of Bridgerton while he wasn't looking. He put a mirror down and I put the iPhone down. And I was like, well, might as well catch up on Bridgerton while he's back there. He was screaming, daddy, 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 daddy gonna hit you. Daddy gonna get it, daddy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian was, he sounded like he was out of breath.
Same.
A lot. Yeah. I think he was
same.
Drooling and spitting.
Ow. And her defenses, I mean, she wide open. When the penis all up in your vagina, man, you don't have no defenses. Unless you just really are thinking, and this is not about the love experience, this is about a money experience, so she's a prostitute. Then she's working it just for her benefit. But when a woman
or you
is
just
really
met a guy
liking
on Tinder.
This man, and she's...
Yeah. It's just like... Oh, Alexis, you are sexed up, girl. I like it.
What he's doing, especially if she's sneaking around with him, and he has nothing to give her, and her man is treating her better than he is, he has already gotten her defenses down, but she's very weak, and that's the worst thing that can happen is a man to get you in while he's thrusting the penis in and out. Who is it? Whose vagina is it? Who it belong to?
Who is this? Who are you?
Excuse me? Whose vagina is this?
I know.
That's like... Remember we talked about in the porn movies how sometimes the guys will take the cock and like slap it onto the girl's vagina or head or mouth? It's like a door knocker. Who likes that? Who's into that? Excuse me, whose vagina is this?
Wow.
Oh my gosh, Hoadley. Okay, you know what? I think there's only we have a whole nother clip of this.
Oh my gosh, she is riled up.
She's riled up. It gets better.
It gets better.
So we'll have to finish Alexis Tyler.
I mean,
at
she's blowing that host's mind.
Yeah, this host has that? This host
she's
is
like,
never.
I'm from the country.
Yeah, I'm from the country. I've never even had sex.
The bottom.
The
jackrabbit.
There's a bottom. There's jack. When in the country, we used to chase jackrabbits. Oh my gosh! God bless America. All right, orgasmnurse.com.
We're in the 21st century.
Yeah, orgasmnurse.com. In case you want to learn how to have that kind of power over a woman.
Wow.
By the way, I have a lot of female friends, and I've never heard them talk about anybody's penis like Alexis Tyler just talked about a penis.
She had it good.
I wonder if she still has it.
I don't know.
Only someone who's experienced that kind of sex
can speak with
that kind of authority.
Yes,
that's right.
I agree.
Or they've just been reading way too many sex fantasy novels. For sure. All right, here's what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, listen to all the audio. Watch all the video, all from one location. We made it easy for you, tcbpodcast.com. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, if you would, give us a follow. We post clips up there constantly. I do reels. We have a lot of fun with that. So go to Instagram at The Commercial Break. And then the more important thing is youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak, where you can catch now every single full episode is up on YouTube 2 days after it airs on the audio channels. And we are just so excited about that. And I know a lot of people are too.
If you like to do your cooking.
Yeah.
We have a friend, Rachel, that likes to cook.
Yep.
And watch this.
Yeah. If you I don't know about this episode, maybe not, but this episode is graphic as fuck. Yeah. That's probably the most graphic the commercial break has ever been.
It wasn't us, it was Alexa.
Yeah, it was Alexa. We're just commenting on it.
Yeah.
So full episodes, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Do us a favor and subscribe if you would. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast player. It really does help. And so many new Apple reviews. We can't thank you enough. And generally, they're all positive. And even the stinkers in the group. You know what? Like I said on one of our liner commercials.
Yeah.
It takes a good glass of tea needs a lemon, and you're the lemon.
That's right.
So there you go. That's okay. Right. That's all we can do for today. But
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast audience. Remember, TCB, we're always right here. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye. Bye.